Welcome to the Mom Aligned podcast. I'm your host, Ilanka, and I am so excited you're here. Like me, you can also tell how smart others are by what they laugh at. You are a wild card, badass, I'm here to make a difference, mom and entrepreneur, and you want to have it all. You get that life is short, that being alive is a gift, and that half-assing it is not an option anymore. But your brain can also be a total psycho at times. This podcast is where you will learn the tools and strategies to win the mind game, take bold, courageous action, and empower yourself to live aligned, achieve things you thought were impossible in your business, and be the kind of woman who makes others want to step up their game. Because you know when you win, everyone wins. Now is the time, my friend. If you're ready to play bigger in business and show up fully in this messy yet beautiful life that is yours, then let's go. Hey there, welcome to the very first episode of Mom Aligned. I wanted to take a minute to really talk about what it actually means to be aligned, right? So I'm going to give you my definition of what aligned means to me and what I teach all of my clients and students within my programs. Okay, so aligned means that your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions are working together to create what you desire. Everything is moving together towards what you want to create for yourself. This is what some may call being in the flow or being in the zone, or as I call it, being aligned. Now, there's something that's very important for you to understand, and that is that being aligned is a deliberate process. It's not something that happens by accident, right? We don't create a high quality life just because, right? It doesn't happen by accident. It happens only when you intend on making it happen, when your attention is on making it happen. So how do we know when we're not in alignment? And more importantly, how do we get into alignment if we're not? Now, in order for you to know whether you're in alignment or not, you basically only need to know two things. The first being to be clear on what you want, to know what you want. And secondly, to pay attention to how you're feeling. Now, we'll break each of these down. And it's interesting to me because we can literally talk for hours on end about what we don't want. Typically, you know, when you're in conversations, you hear people often saying that, you know, I don't like this, or I don't want this, or this isn't working for me. And so often, moms who come to me are feeling stuck on exactly this. You know, they don't know what they want anymore. They say things like, I've lost my drive. I don't really know what my purpose is anymore. I don't even know what I'm passionate about anymore. So if you're stuck and you feel like you don't know what you want, I want you to look at what you don't want for a minute. Okay, we don't want to focus on it too much, but in order to know what we want, sometimes the easiest place to start is to look at what we don't want. So I want you to get really specific about it. And the reason why we're doing this is because what you want is on the opposite end of what you don't want. Okay, so let's use an example. I don't want to be tired all the time. Okay, so the opposite of that would be I want to have more energy, right? I don't want this much debt. The opposite of that would be something like I want to be financially free, or I want to be financially secure. I wouldn't put the opposite of that, I don't want any debt, because the focus is still, you're still vibrating thinking about debt, right? Another example could be something like, I don't want to spend hours on social media trying to grow my business with nothing to show for it. The opposite of that could be something like, I want to grow my business in a way that is consistent, but also feels good. I want you to notice how the opposite end of what you don't want makes you feel expanded, right? And when we do this, when you feel that feeling of, I want to have more energy, I want to be financially free or financially secure. Doesn't that make you feel good already? Like just focusing on that? And what you're doing here when you're doing taking yourself through this process is you're literally training your brain to look for the things that you do want. It's like a shift that happens. Your next obvious question may be, okay, so now that I know what I want, how do I actually get it? What do I actually need to do in order to get that, right? And this is exactly where we tend to get stuck. Because once we start focusing on the how, we easily get overwhelmed because we don't know how. When we're truly honest with what we want, when we look at those big, sometimes scary desires, right? It's exciting, but it also scares us because it's something we haven't done before, right? We've never done it, so we don't know how yet. But what I want you to know is that although that can be an episode all on its own, the way to the thing that you desire is wrapped up in that desire. So the fact that you desire something means that there is an actual way, and in many cases, many, many ways of getting to that desire. So what I want you to focus on is as soon as you're clear on what you want, I want you to ask yourself, what is one thing that I could do today that's going to take me closer to what I want? You don't need to see the entire road. You just need to get some momentum because action breeds clarity. And as we gain momentum, the next step actually shows itself. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to how you're feeling. Because if you're not feeling good, the action you're taking from that space will not give you the results you're looking for. I promise you that. And I promise that if you can actually take a look at the results that you've been getting so far in your business or in your life in general, if those results aren't the types of things that you like seeing, take a step back and look at how you were feeling while you were doing the things that you were doing that got you the results that you got, right? You probably weren't feeling that great. When we feel good, that feel-good energy rubs off on what we're doing. It also actually makes us take different action. Think about when you're writing your weekly email to your list, for example. You're sitting in front of your desk and you're thinking thoughts like, I don't know what to say in this email. They don't even read my emails. They're not interested in what I have to say. I'm guessing that those thoughts are making you feel pretty miserable, right? Imagine the energy that is going into that email. No wonder they don't want to read it. No wonder they're not opening it, right? Can you see the connection between how you're feeling and the action that you're taking as well as the results that you're getting? Now imagine the opposite of that. Imagine sitting at your desk, getting ready to type that email and thinking thoughts like, I provide amazing value to my people. They don't just need to hear this, they actually want to hear this. They cannot wait to open my next email. How does that feel? Way better, right? This is the space from which I want you to take action because this is when you will see results that will blow your mind. If you're not seeing what you want in your life, I want you to know that it's only because you're not aligned with the vibration of those things. You're not thinking, feeling, and acting or doing the things that are on the same frequency as what you desire. And the fastest way to get aligned is to pay attention to how you're feeling. So here are some action items that you can take this week to help you get towards what it is that you want to create for yourself. Number one, write down exactly what you want in every area of your life. Even though you're not necessarily going to focus on everything at once, I want you to really take a minute and write down what do you actually want? What do you want for your business? What do you want for your relationships? What do you want for your money or your finances, for your health? Write all of those down and get very, very specific with what it is. If you are feeling a little bit stuck and you don't know what you want yet, start with what you don't want. Start with what you don't want and look at what the opposite of that is, because that is a very good indication of what you want. Okay. The second action item is to notice your predominant feeling as you're moving through your day. Are you feeling good? Or are you moving through your day in a state of overwhelm, frustration, irritability, anger even? How you feel at any given time is your guide. It's your little signal, little red flag that tells you whether you are aligned or not. I hope this has been valuable. If you haven't downloaded the Mom Entrepreneur Mantras yet, head over to the link in the show notes. This is a free resource that I have created for mom entrepreneurs specifically, and it's going to help you to elevate how you're thinking. It's going to elevate the thoughts that you're thinking that will help you create better results in your life. So if you want to grab that free resource, head over to the link in the show notes, and I'll see you again in the next episode. Cheers!